your turn now is about the portfolio balance. There was something along the line that it has to be real power sharing. And the parties, the cabinet positions which the president appointed, he already got his loyalists to the key positions in cabinet, including the Minister of Finance, Internal Security, Education, which has some of the largest budgets. Portfolio balance, now that Anand left, was left between the two principals. But I think there's too much shadow boxing here and there. The mood the president has set and the way he has been conducting business is like he's giving and he's really sitting ground on how he wants peaceful coexistence among the different political groups.
Well, on Tuesday, Parliament unanimously approved legislation to create the position of Prime Minister. Does the legislation have the authority of a constitutional amendment?
The legislation has the authority for a constitutional amendment because there are two bills passed. First was the constitutional amendment giving more legal weight to the accord. If the accord would have come first, then that could have been challenged maybe by people outside Parliament. But in the wisdom of those guys who drafted that thing and the House Business Committee of Parliament, the constitutional amendment bill number one of 2008 had to come first, then the National Accord and Declaration Bill.
How will Kenyans resolve disputes and what mechanisms will be available for them to define the authority between the Prime Minister and the President?
There's been a grey area in terms of dispute resolution. Maybe after 5 years when this was the term of the current presidency ends. I think there's been a lot of war in this country and they didn't think about dispute resolution because they thought maybe everything will be on gentleman's agreement. But now we have to move forward. We remain as brothers and sisters and think about all those issues.
Well, as you know, during the past week, President Kibaki expressed joy about the new working relationship he has with his colleague Raila Odinga, and Odinga is also making some positive sounds. Do Kenyans have any reason to be wary of this talk at the moment?
Neither here nor there, because with the entrenchment of the Prime Minister position in the Constitution, it has given some ray of hope to Kenyans generally, because initially ODM, which was believed to have won the election, would have lost. But now that they have come together, they are seeing some hope in this government. They're seeing that we will benefit in the long run, even with the position of the Prime Minister.
How much goodwill do you think has been built up since the agreement for both the Odinga and Kibaki?
There's been a lot of goodwill, especially from members of parliament. Both parties have really tried to whip their members to support their accord. And even across the board, the religious community, the civil society, top civil servants, and Kenyans in general are really accommodative of their accord. But that doesn't mean that they don't have some suspicion about the same, because there's one group which has been accused of playing some cards under the table. They don't put all the cards on the table.
And with the swearing in of the Kriegler Commission, the independent review committee that will examine December's votes, will study from last December's election carry out some of the changes that Secretary General Kofi Annan had wanted both sides to agree to?
Certainly. I think the biggest thing that the commission may be, I don't want to preempt what their recommendation will be, is the disbandment of ECK, because the commission has definitely lost the integrity. Wherever the commissioners go, they are shouted down that the people, that the guys who have put Kenyans in this mess.
And there have been a number of discussions in recent days about greater foreign donations and international aid coming into Kenya again now that this dispute has been settled. What are you hearing in Nairobi about this?
Yeah, there's been some positive response towards that end. But then what I'm told, during the last meeting between President Kibaki, Raila Odinga, and several foreign envoys in Kenya, they were very emphatic that they can be willing to help the country, but they have to their commitment towards a grand coalition.
So you think this is one of the main motivating factors behind everybody's willingness to fall into place behind these agreements at this point?